Hey, welcome to this new podcast. You're listening to the Global Dream Team's first edition. I'm excited to be here and to present to you some valuable information to help you grow your business. Excuse me, make life a little bit easier and see where we can catapult this career to. I'm testing out some new software here, so that's why you'll see some pauses and some ums, as I want to make sure that this is exactly what we want to move forward with. But in the meantime, while doing that, I figured it's a great idea to give you some good information that you can use to help you make some money. For example, I mean, one of the things that are ironic about what I want to talk about today is I'm using new software to present myself to people that may be listening to Bob Sisk for the first time. So let me start by introducing myself. My name is Bob Sisk, and I'm one of the co-founders of Profit Partners. And we're a marketing company that started out 15 years ago and exclusively planted our feet in health and fitness industry, and that's where we stayed. But over the last 12 to 15 months, we've been transitioning to be a worldwide marketing and advertising company that can help clubs, owners, business owners and entrepreneurs exceed and grow, because we realize we're not doing a great service to the world by keeping it, you know, hidden from everybody else except one industry. So we had to figure out a way where we can transition this material and this information in a way that will help all businesses grow. And we're pretty excited. We've done that. We've tested it. We've sold some of the products. We've worked with entrepreneurs from around the world in all different countries. And this stuff works. There's some things that are never going to change, no matter how fast technology changes, no matter how fast the way we communicate changes, no matter how fast apps and programs and different software that you use change. There's some certain things that are never going to change that are going to affect your business. For example, there is a buying cycle. A buying cycle is how long someone starts thinking about buying what you sell and they actually buy what you sell. And all different products and services have different length buying cycles. Now, we spent all those years in the health club industry, and the buying cycle there is long. It's about 3 months long is the average time it takes somebody who starts thinking about getting in shape to where money changes hands and they now own a membership. That's a long buying cycle, and that's longer than buying a $30,000 car. $30,000 car, when you realize you're going to get a car, it generally takes 4 to 5 weeks. You know, so that's 30 to 40 days. As opposed to 3 months, which is 90 days for a $30 a month membership. So those are some things that don't change. Other things that don't change is human nature. For example, first impressions, and that's what I want to talk a little bit about today. You never get a second chance at a first impression. First impressions stick, first impressions last, and first impressions are hard to change. So you want to be good at that. And 90% of that first impression comes from that first meeting. How did they, you know, some of you are going to be judging everything you feel about Profit Partners and Bob Sisk on this one podcast that you stumbled across. This is the first impression. So I hope I do a good job, but at the same time, I hope you're forgiving enough to realize that I started out by saying I'm using some new software here. We've got lots of experience. We've got lots of happy clients, and I want to present you information that is going to help you move forward. You know, so you want to look at, what are my first points of contact? How do I first engage with a potential client of mine? What is it? Is it a podcast? Is it an ad online? Is it when they call up? Is it when they drive by? Is it when a friend talks about them? Make a list of all your first points of contact. And just make sure you're better than your competition at the first points of contact. There's an old saying, I forget which one of the generals said it, but victory goes to those who have superior forces at the first point of contact. And that's what's going to create the difference. So keep that in mind when you're putting together something. A lot of times it's customer service is the first point of contact. When somebody calls up or stops by, how are they greeted? You know, do you smile? Do you look them in the eye? Or when they walk in your building, is the person who's greeting them looking down at their phone, texting their buddies? You know, and in most cases, customer service is free. But I also know of a hotel in New York City that spends $100,000 a year on customer service training because they realize that's never going to change the way their first impression is for their customers. So you want to make sure that you do that right. You know, have some, you know, service boot camps for your employees. Do some things that really focus on first points of contact. You know, make that first impression last. Make sure that you understand what it is that people want when they meet you. And follow up with some good quality training to make sure everybody in your company is on board. And if it's you by yourself, pay attention. This stuff matters. So I'm going to end it with that. I just wanted to, you know, put that on the table, test out my software, and let you know there's a lot of great information following. We're going to have special guests. I'd love you to subscribe to this podcast so you get a notice every time we produce one. We're going to have some really detailed ones, some how-tos, some only about money making, only about making your life easier. If it doesn't have to do with either one of those, we're not going to bother. We'll never get political, or you're not going to hear our opinions flying across the wavelengths here. This is Bob Sisk, and I'm one of the co-founders along with my business partner, Alan Boucher. We've created Profit Partners, but our big excitement, our big joy right now is we've done that, been there, done that, made the money. Now we want to share it with the world. We want to pull together 200 of the best entrepreneurs out there and really feed off of each other, really help each other succeed. We call it the Global Dream Team. So click the link below, become part of the Global Dream Team, and we'll see you in on the other side.